From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Negotiations on the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal have ended, for now, without agreement. The U.S. Trade Representative says the 12 nations made significant progress and are more confident than ever that a deal is within reach. TPP has sparked demonstrations in some TPP nations and is controversial in the United States. Some relief in sight for the Ebola epidemic that has ravaged West Africa for more than a year. Carol Pearson reports.
Rival pharmaceutical companies work together to produce a vaccine, and at last there is one, produced in record time and said to be highly effective. Dr. Junge Arne Rutingen is one of the study co-authors at the Norwegian Institute of Public Health.
Based on the number of individuals and cases we see, there is 100% protection in those vaccinated.
The vaccine combines a protein of the strain of Ebola that ravaged West Africa and another unrelated virus. The result is a weakened virus that cannot cause disease but generates an immune response. Health workers and others at high risk were the first to get vaccinated, along with thousands of volunteers. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
Security issues will be a focal point for U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry when he meets with Egyptian officials in Cairo this weekend. From Egypt, Mr. Kerry will travel to Qatar, where he'll meet with the Six-Nation Gulf Cooperation Council about the Iran nuclear deal, with which the GCC has taken some issue. Secretary Kerry will then travel to Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam, where he will mark the 20th anniversary of the start of U.S.-Vietnam diplomatic ties. This is VOA News. Afghan Taliban announced on Friday its Supreme Council had chosen Mullah Akhtar Mansour as the new chief after confirming reports of the death of its founder, Mullah Omar. Taliban sources say his leadership is highly contested by some factions, which instead favor Mullah Yaqub, the eldest son of Mullah Omar. Suspected Jewish settlers firebombed two homes in the Israeli-occupied West Bank on Friday, burning the Palestinian toddler to death and wounding four members of his family. Israeli military spokesman Peter Lerner called the arson attack near the northern city of Nablus nothing short of a barbaric act of terrorism. Hundreds of people joined protests that were sporadic clashes between the Israelis and Palestinians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a rare call to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to say the attack was reprehensible and horrific.
We're shocked. We're outraged. We condemn this. There's zero tolerance for terrorism, wherever it comes from, whichever side of defense it comes from. We have to fight it and fight it together.
Palestine Liberation Organization said it holds Mr. Netanyahu's government fully responsible for the attack. A piece of plane debris that investigators believe might be part of the missing Malaysia Airlines flight that disappeared last year is in France, where it will be analyzed by a technical team. Xavier Tettelman, a French aviation safety specialist, speaks with VOA.
With my team, we just looked at hundreds and thousands of pictures. We just tried to figure out which plane it could belong to. We found only one match. It was the flapron of a Boeing 777. And not only the shape match, but also all the connections and all the holes that are very specific for this kind of pieces of plane.
Malaysian plane disappeared in March of 2014 with 239 people aboard. Actress and humanitarian activist Angelina Jolie has visited with members of Myanmar's Rohingya minority to bring attention to the living conditions of Myanmar's displaced minorities. Jolie told reporters the situation for displaced people in Myanmar, also known as Burma, is extremely serious after discussing with them the living conditions for displaced members of the Rohingya and Rakhine state, which has suffered from waves of ethnic violence. British Home Office has reversed its decision and granted outspoken Chinese artist Ai Weiwei a six-month visa to visit Britain. The visa initially was restricted to 20 days. Ai, who is currently in Germany visiting his son, has applied for the visa to attend his art exhibit.
That's the latest world news from VOA.